How did the EP affect you when you heard it complete for the first time? When you got the sequencing done and you got to sit down and actually listen to it?
Yeah, honestly, I listened, I cried. It's the first time I've ever cried listening to our music. And I just lay down in the, we were smack bang in the middle of COVID, stage four lockdown as well. We had done some sessions with a producer in Thailand over Zoom. So when we got it back and we were listening to it, I just lay in the dark for hours with my AirPods in, just on repeat. And I was like, oh my God, this is the first time where I'm like really, really proud of what we've done. And I think I just got chills. Yeah.
I love the quote in the press release from you that said, after thinking for so long that there was nothing left in me that I had to say, it turned out there was a voice inside me that still wanted to be heard. How hard was it to break through that psychological barrier and revisit some of that stuff to get it out of you?
Yeah, really hard. Because when you're younger in the music scene, you've got this passion, this fight and this drive. And I don't think you know where you're going, but you're like, fuck it, I'm going somewhere. I'm pushing, I'm fighting. Fuck the man. It's like really motivating. And then it starts to take its toll on you. And when we started writing these songs, I was thinking exactly that. Do I have anything left to say? Do I have it in me anymore? And just that sheer realization was like, oh, they've got me. And some of the lyrics in the songs on the EP reflect that, of me being like, is it too late for me? Have I been sucked in, or do I still have this fight left? But then there was the other aspect of the fact that these songs are quite dark and emotive. And so I wasn't prepared for that side to come out as well. But then when we got in our second vocalist, Toby, and we were writing together, he's like a deathcore kid, loves death metal. Like, he's just really into the dark and the abstract type of music. So we just hit it off, just got real deep and dark in there and just wrote really dirty songs. So
he dragged it out of you.
Yeah, he definitely did, yeah.
Well, it doesn't sound like he had to work too hard, which is excellent. He just made you think about it in a different way. And then it came out of you, which is really cool.
Exactly.
You know, you've got this new beast in the band, I guess you could say, with Toby. He really brings the heat in his performance on this one. Like on Carbon 14, it's amazing. Beyond the Glare is such a complete song. I read that one's a particularly tough one for you.
Yes, that's the first one I wrote for this EP. And that was when I was at that point of I wanted to write uplifting, positive lyrics, or it just wasn't where I was expecting to go. And that this was Beyond the Glare was a song that came out of me basically just having a breakdown and questioning, why do I have this darkness? Why do I have this sadness? Why do I have this trauma that's trying to come out through writing? And that song is just basically really dark and twisted. And I love listening to it. And it was the first song we recorded with Toby. I barely knew him when we went into recording together, and we threw this together. I'm really excited for people to hear that track for sure.
How weird was that though, to lay your soul bare to someone you'd only really just started being in a band with? Like, it would have been a bit of a surprise for him as well. He's like, gets into this band, all of a sudden he's like, Jesus, what is going on here?
Yeah, I don't know. For some reason we just had this instant connection, I feel like we did, in the studio, where it was just like, yo, you like dark shit, you like trauma? And he was like, yeah, oh, what about this? And we just vibed. It just wasn't weird. Like, something clicked, something connected. And when I listen to his voice with mine in these songs, it's almost like I'm free to share my pain, and then the power of his voice carries it. I think that's why it works so well, is that he was excited and strong about sharing this delicate pain.
I think you've hit the nail on the head. Yeah, you've really hit the nail on the head there. You get a chance to really blossom as a vocalist, and your vocals on this are really beautiful as well. And you have that yin and yang where he can be the demon and you can scream from the rooftops, it's okay, things are going to get better in a kind of way.
Exactly.
And I think that message goes through the whole album, through the EP as well. There does seem to be that good conquering evil in the end. And it's okay to be bad. You know what I mean?
Yes, exactly.
And so do you have any moments now when you hear a particular song from it and you kind of think, I didn't push hard enough? Or do you feel that you've left everything on the table?
I'm never going to feel like I didn't go hard enough. No, I'm always going to feel like I didn't. Yeah, I'm always going to be my own worst critic. I'm always going to feel like there's more. But I definitely feel that this is good enough. Like this, I'm proud of this. I'm really proud of this, particularly with the lyrics. But I feel like this is opening the door to a new start for our band and for me vocally as well. But this is the start of the potential. So now I'm just like, fuck, give us an album. I need this time to really explore it. Like the bar has been set. It's time to step over that now.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I've been writing, you know, every time I listen to it and I would post on Twitter or whatever it might be about this EP. It's not taking anything away from what the band has already done, but this just feels like that next logical evolution, and now things are really going to go through the roof and the world will surely have to, you know, sit up and take notice of what you're doing, because this is, you've gone to a place where a lot of bands won't. A lot of bands, and that's fine, a lot of bands will stay in that fictional kind of area where they write, and that's all well and good. But I have a certain admiration for any artist or any band that wants to really look inside themselves and be critical of where they are as people and how they can be better. And I think it's a really cathartic thing to do, but it's also a really important thing to grow from as well. So that's why I think I've been so vocal and how much I enjoy this, because you've just said, fuck it, I don't care if people don't think that I'm okay. It's okay not to be okay now more than ever.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right. It's the first time I've been honest about how I feel.
Yeah.
Like people expect me to be strong and powerful and set this example. It's like, well, I've never really articulated in an honest way and in a vulnerable way through these songs how I feel. Mm. It's always just been like anger and whatever, but yeah, this is the first time where it was like actual tears and actual pain has really gone into this, definitely.
Did you find moments where you had to stop in the studio and kind of take a breath and, you know, step back for a second?
Not in the studio, but when I was writing the songs, yes. Gemini, I wrote that crying. I have on my phone, it's just so creepy, me crying the melody for that song. I was just lying on my floor like, why can't I write? And why is it pain? Everything's just pain. And I just picked up my phone and started singing that song. Just obviously years and years of just like trapped feelings just were like, we're coming. we need to get out. I'm so glad that you connect with it. That just makes me feel really fucking good. So thank you.
Oh, yeah. No, it speaks to me on every level. Don't worry about that. It's it's bloody amazing. Well, I know a lot of people that would potentially say to themselves, I'm going to try and write like that, but they can't get past that. I don't know if it's an embarrassment or they feel shame or they feel like they don't want to burden people with what's inside them. You just managed to punch through that barrier, which is so hard to do. And how did the rest of the band sort of react when you said, look, here's my idea for a song. It's me crying. But go with me on this one.
It was really funny when we were trying to get Gemini down in the studio, because I was like, Toby, you're screaming with me on this one. And he was like, bro, what are you talking about? It's a soft song. And I was like, no, it's going to work. Trust me. Like, scream here, do this. And, you know, it's such a soft song, but it's turned into a different beast with his vocals. But there were definitely a few moments where they were like, huh? Curious, that's interesting. Especially with the softer parts, they were like, interesting. But when we got Toby in, he was the missing link just to bring the brutality to balance out the softness in those parts. So I think towards the end they were like, yep, this makes sense. Really good. Yeah,
and it's interesting what you said before. Now it's like, give us an album, get us going. How much have you been writing since you stopped with the EP? Has it just opened this floodgate again?
I am not a constant lyric writer. I am very sporadic. Mm-hmm. 1 minute, I'll just go, that's it, and I'll write a song in a split second. And I prefer to be more on the fly these days. I know the boys are writing, and in our minds we are all like everything's like, I'm thinking now, thinking. I've got like big ideas where I want to push my vocals, but also themes like, yeah, it's happening. It's definitely happening.
That's awesome. Just to digress for a moment. Now through the lockdown that we had last year in Victoria, And then we're starting to see the fruits of a lot of that labor. We're seeing some great albums on the way from so many Australian bands. Have you discovered anything new from our scene, or is there anyone that you are gravitating towards?
Yeah, from the Australian scene, good question, because I'm so hooked on a couple of other bands at the moment. But there's a band called Alt from Sydney.
I saw you post it.
From Adelaide. Yeah. Oh, I am so obsessed with that band. They are, sorry, they're from Adelaide, so let me correct myself. Probably one of the best live bands I have ever seen.
Wow.
The vocalist is outstanding live. They were absolute perfection. So, God, there's some great Aussie music. Like Thornhill are just fucking fantastic.
Yeah.
They're mesmerizing live. We're touring with them, obviously, under In Hearts Wake and Grave Mine in November around Australia. So, but
that's just two bands I'm just... I've got to stop there. That's just a fucking wild lineup. Like, isn't that is it just, so though? Good. Yeah.
You got a bit of fucking everything because we're probably closer to In Hearts Wake maybe in a set. Oh, I don't know anymore. I've always felt like we do fit well with them. But their Grave Mind is so goddamn heavy and Thornhill is so ethereal. But we played two shows with that lineup already in Brisbane. And it was just wild.
Yeah, nice.
Two sold out shows. Oh yeah. It is a stacked lineup, isn't it?
Yeah,
a bit of everything.
It's brilliant. So what are these non-Australian bands that you've
non-Australian bands? Just obsessing over Gojira's new album at the moment, Fortitude.
You just said it. It gives me goosebumps.
I've got it.
Front runner for album of the year. It is unbelievably 100%. Good. I just played 100%. Hold On Distortion. Hold On is absolutely just one of my favorite tracks from it.
And the way that some of the songs, you've got to listen to them together.
Oh, yeah.
So what's it? Hold On. And then what's the one after? Where? And I have to listen to those two on repeat. Because the way that they go, or it might be the one before Hold On Into the Storm.
I wasn't sure what I would expect from this album. And then when we got the first single and I thought, oh, boy, this is impressive. And it just kept getting better and better. Oh, yeah, yeah, from Hold On into Newfound, into Fortitude.
Yes. Hold On into Newfound and then I have to go back to Hold On and back into it. I'm just like, it's so uplifting.
Yeah.
It's just like this big ethereal boom of just like power. But it's like soft and heavy. It's like, what have they done? It's just phenomenal. So I'm obsessed with Gojira.
Yeah.
And I've got to give a mention to Spirit Box because,
they are the hottest thing going around right now. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't even need to say anything else.
No. I only got onto them last year just by pure chance. And I thought, I'll play this one on the show and see what people think. And all of a sudden, you know, it's coming from not just from my show, but from everywhere. People are going, have you heard Spirit Box? Have you heard Spirit Box?
Yeah.
It's like, Jesus, they're a relatively new band. They're just going to crush it.
Oh, yeah.
So
I think they're just really tight songwriting team. They know what they want now and they're just producing like pure gold.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I am super impressed, as you know, with this brand new EP, Colours We Won't Know. I'm going to shout it from the rooftops. I want everyone to get as excited about it as I am.
Thank you.
And I can't wait for whenever this album is going to pour out of you guys.
Yeah, not long. That is our next step, 100%.
Awesome. Well,
thank you so much.
Oh, no worries at all. No worries. Thank you for making the time to have a quick chat. And, we'll do it again soon and hopefully I'll see you at a show very, very soon.
Hell yeah, definitely. Thank you so much. It was a good chat.